and I'm dying to know this because this is something I've wondered about for a while, is how do odour-abating insoles work? How do we stop our shoes, our trainers, from being quite so disgusting and stinky?
Yes.
That's a question from Craig. Thanks, Craig.
OK. Well, most of them have got activated charcoal in them. And all that means is that it's charcoal with a big surface area. And this means you've got carbon, which can soak up noxious odours. So you have something that can lock away odours. That's the first point. And it will also do another thing, which is soak up water. Now, your feet squirt into your socks something like a quarter to half a litre of sweat every day.
Oh,
at the same time, you've got skin cells falling off at the rate of thousands every second from all parts of your body, but your feet especially, because the skin on your feet is a bit thicker. So what you've got is all of the elements of the perfect microbiological or bacterial banquet going on your feet. You've got food in the form of dead cells, you've got water in the form of sweat, and you have warmth. And all those things add together to very active, hungry bacteria being well fed. And they produce various chemicals, some of which are whiffy. They're smelly, they're volatiles. So if you put these odour-eating things into your shoes, they soak up the water for a start, which means that there's less to keep the bacteria lubricated so they don't grow as well. And they also soak up some of the noxious gases because they have a big surface area and they can adsorb those materials, and that stops them being so pungent. So they work in a number of ways, but that's chiefly how it does it.
Well, there you go. It's the science of smelly feet, or not.